Ajah, looking where it says household life is crowded, a realm of dust.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of those with much dust in their eyes. And when they say dust, are they speaking of obfuscation?
Yeah, obfuscation, obstruction, you know, things that soil or make things clouded in some way.
Can you give some, as someone living in a household surrounded by lots of obfuscation, quick words of encouragement?
Oh, yeah. Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. No, there's really a refuge. And that consciously picking up the refuges, precepts, just like we did for the Upasika. I mean, they're really central to again. So often we're looking for sort of that one piece of wisdom or that one insight, and it's so much of it is around day to day living with sort of some clear intention, mindful application, integrity and virtue. And a willingness to reflect and investigate on experience, and that's what really transforms. And it's the same in like living in a monastery. It's easy to just get caught up in either some obsession over a work project or get irritated by the person sitting beside you. And as I remember, one of the former monks from a Western monk who lived with Ajahn Chah, he left the ropes many years ago, but he's kept his contact with community. But I remember his one of his great quotes of when you're living monastic life after a while, you begin to feel that 80% of all the suffering in the world is because of the person sitting beside you.
We're
delusion that's crowded and dusty.
Thank you.